Because we don't even know each other. We treating each other cool. And we might be on to something.
Yeah.
He might be on to something, okay? Then it goes to the next paragraph, okay? Now, before I go to the next paragraph, is there anyone that sees the point of that paragraph? The point of what we just heard? What was one of the main points that was made?
That love comes through you.
That love comes through us and not from us.
Yeah.
Great. Anybody else got a point in that paragraph that was made?
Everyone is innocent.
Everyone is innocent. Everyone is innocent. And what are we celebrating?
Christmas.
Our innocence, which is the real meaning. Oh, yeah, and I was getting ready to say. So when the house burned down.
Yeah.
I can see it. I was getting up there body, telepathy.
Oh, my God, the rock.
Yeah, okay. And so, anyway.
Welcome back.
I love my rocking horse. Because you're not the elephant. Yeah. So then they had one rocker, and then they had another one that was like a mop with a horse head on it. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Cause back when I was a kid, you had to use your imagination.
Yeah.
You really did. You had to use your whole imagination, cause you know you didn't really have the physical things a lot of times. So you really had to use your imagination. Things I've seen in my lifetime blow my mind. You know what I'm saying? It's a trip, man. So anyway, I remember the smoke coming through the house, and I was five. So I'm six. Right? Yeah, I said started school that year, so maybe I was close to six. And I remember my mother running out of the back room with my little sister by the hand and grabbing us, and all my other brothers and sisters, were seven of us, at seven siblings. They were at school, and I was next to the youngest, and she ran us outside. Of course, she was hysterical, and she called. She tried to call the fire department, and we had a party line. Some of y'all might have heard of party line. That's when a bunch of folks was using the same line. So you couldn't talk unless the other person hung up. I'm so glad it's not party line nowadays. There'd be so many dead people. Where people kill each other nowadays about little stuff, and little party line. Half the neighborhood would be wiped out on a Friday night. They're not trying to get dates, can't get on the phone anyway. So all of a sudden, she ran out there and it's like, the person wouldn't get off the phone. The person would not get off the phone. You know, she just, no, wouldn't get off the phone. So we ran outside and watched our house burn down. But one of the most striking things was to see my rocking horses go up in flames. Could you imagine that? And that's what happens to everything that's not real.
Yeah,
it disappears.
It
can be destroyed. You know, the Course in Miracles is saying, don't you want something that you can't lose? Don't you want something that can't be destroyed? Don't you want something you can always count on? Don't you want something that will always be there?
Yeah.
And it's like, so to me, that's the ego. It's like, the ego is the thing that I value that's not real, that when it's destroyed, I give myself a lot of pain. But the pain was because I thought my rocking horse was real. And that really wasn't a real rocking horse. That wasn't real. That was not real. But notice how we all felt it when I said my rocking horse. But y'all know that's just some kind of cardboard and wood, right? But I made it real, didn't I? And out of my desire to make it real, wasn't it real to me?
Yeah.
And then I loved it, even though it couldn't love me back. And even though it wasn't even real. And then sooner or later, it revealed itself. So what I learned in that situation was that all the love for the rocking horse came from me. I was the one who was the host to the love. And that's what the Course is saying to us. That you know, where is your rocking horse? And it says, I'll tell you where your rocking horse is. It says in the book, you will weep each time an idol falls.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, yes.
See, whatever you're crying about, that's your rocking horse. It's something you're making real that's not really real, but you want it to be real. And it's revealing itself as not being real. And now you're crying about it.
Mm.
it's revealing that you really don't know what love is.
And it's revealing that you don't really know what love is, or you would know the love never came from the rocking horse. It never comes from the external situation. It always comes through you out into the external situation, extends out into the external situation, and then the extensions come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right?
Goodness.
See, so that's one of the points I got out of paragraph 7. Anybody else get any points? Any questions about that?
No.
Okay. Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a breath just for a minute. It's important to just... I was at a burlesque show about a couple of weeks ago. It was down on the pavilions. And I was sitting there with a friend, and it was just a really great show. I was tripping out. I couldn't believe it was happening right in front of my eyes in Memphis on a Tuesday night. All of a sudden, this black guy came in, you know, really voluptuous body. He went by that he wasn't really slim. But he had on the whole belly dancing outfit. So all of a sudden, I'm sitting up here at this table, and there's this black guy with nipple rings on, belly dancing in front of me. And I said, boy, I love I'm in the God. Because I don't have a boring experience. You know, because I'm open-minded and because I wouldn't judge him for doing his thing, I was having an experience that a closed-minded person would never have. Because closed-minded people just experience the same thing over and over again. And they look at that as cool because they're so afraid of change because it's hard for them to believe that things could change for the better. So they try to hold on to everything just like it is. And that's why they don't question things. It's because they're so afraid of change because they think it's going to be bad. And the reason why that's so is because our first change was so devastating that it made us afraid of all change. And that first change was the belief that we separated from God, the belief that we separated from love, the belief that we left the thing that we came from where we were saved. That was the only change we made. And that was a hell of a change. And since now we're in this world of fear, broken into by periods where we think we're having a good time. I'll give that a little space so everybody won't explode. I know you might. You love the mountains. I know. But I hear about people getting killed on the mountains every day. I mean, the first time I went up in the mountains, I was hiking, which was blowing my mind. I knew I must have been another person. And they said, a big old sign said, remember, the mountain does not care. And they just said everything. You know what I'm saying? That mountain would let me lay out there and freeze if I hadn't taken care of myself. That's what the courts keep saying. We keep caring about stuff that really doesn't care about us.
Yes.
It's a trip. I love my car. Your car would run over you with somebody else had it. That beautiful car that you love, somebody else would get behind the wheel and run over you with your own car. The car doesn't love you. The house doesn't love you. The clothes do not love you. But they are forms that love can come through. You can let love come through your house. You can let love come through your car. You can let love come through, but it doesn't give it to us. So we own to something, y'all. We own to something. We own to something. So then it goes on to say, is it a sacrifice to leave littleness behind and wonder not in vain? Is it a sacrifice for you to leave this problem behind and stop wondering in vain? It's not a sacrifice to wake up to glory. It's not a sacrifice to wake up to glory. But it is a sacrifice to accept anything less than glory. It's a sacrifice to accept anything less than what you deserve. It's a sacrifice. What's a sacrifice? Where you're sacrificing is where you're accepting less than what you deserve. Learn that you must be worthy of the Prince of Peace, born in you in honor of him whose host you are. You don't know what love means.
Wow.
You know not what love means. You don't know what freedom means. You don't know what freedom means. I give you some of the synonyms. You don't know what freedom means. You don't know what abundance means. You don't know what wealth means. You don't know what it means. Because you tried to purchase it with little gifts. What does that mean?